My name is Biao Zhong, and my professor, Dr. Jun Xu, we are both from School of Renewable Natural Resources in Louisiana State University and the Agriculture Center. That's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, only maybe about 100 miles from here, about over one hour drive here. From this, you can see the carbon cycle in the Earth, and so soils are the third largest carbon pool in the Earth after ocean and fossil fuel. So the soil organic carbon pool is very important because it's so large. Also, the soil organic carbon pool is 2.1 times to the atmospheric pool. It's larger than the atmospheric largest pool. So the carbon cycle is very important for the global warming, for the global climate change. Okay, I am talking about something about Louisiana State. Louisiana State rich with upland and coastal wetland ecosystem. And the next, Alaska and Florida has the largest wetland system. Also, the Louisiana is the terminus of Mississippi Basin. The Mississippi River flow to the Gulf of Mexico in the South Louisiana. So you can see the Mississippi River just lakes our building. So it's a very large river. So the research objectives of this research are to quantify soil organic carbon across Louisiana's watershed using GIS and analyze soil organic carbon spatial distribution and their relationship with watershed characteristics and land cover types. Also, develop methodology to constrain uncertainties in the soil carbon excrement use GIS. You can see this Louisiana is this study area. The method including a soil organic carbon analysis and a terrain analysis, basically slope and elevation, and watershed characteristic analysis including drainage density and statistical analysis. So this study found the Louisiana contains 0.5 gigatons and about 1 gigatons and 1.4 gigatons soil organic carbon in the top 30 centimeters and 100 centimeters and the maximum depth. And the highest soil organic carbon densities are in the is about 713 tons per hectare in the wetlands area. Also, the historical and current Mississippi Delta lobbies has the highest soil organic carbon. This maps the soil organic carbon distribution in Louisiana watershed. So we can see in this southeast part of Louisiana, the Mississippi Delta lobbies has very high carbon. And the north part, the carbon density is low. This is the 30 centimeter depth and this maximum depth. So they have the same traits. This map shows us the distribution of terrain characteristic at the watershed scale. The left is the DEM data. So we can see in the north part of the Louisiana, elevation is high. In the south part of Louisiana, elevation is low. And this is the slope, average slopes at the sub-watershed scale. Also, it's almost the same trend. In the south part of Louisiana, the slope is very low. The north part, or in this area, the slope is very high. Also, you can see the Mississippi River, the slope is high. So this is Mississippi River. New Orleans, about this here. Baton Rouge is here. These maps are distribution of watershed characteristic at watershed scale. This is the data source. One is the water segments from the US tagged data. And another, the subsegment or sub-watershed is from LDEQ. Louisiana Department of Water Quality. This is the data source. And this is the drainage densities calculated from this this data. And we can see the drainage density in the south part, the drainage density is very high. And in the north part, is low. So I do some stats regression to the carbon and drainage density and the carbon slope. So the left map is the relationship between the soil organic carbon and the drain densities. So this I have done some linear regression. And the right part is the relationship between the soil organic carbon and slope. So this graph shows us the soil organic carbon and the slope has some nonlinear relationship. So this is the curve. This is Louisiana land cover. This is from US NLCD, National Land Cover Database. So there are all kinds of different land cover types. This New Orleans, and this this city area, and this forest, and this is the cropland, and this is basically this is the wetland, and this coast area marsh. So this is the soil organic carbon relation with the different land use types. So my research indicated that emergent herbaceous wetland has the highest soil organic carbon density. It's very high. You look about 200 tons per hectare. And the second highest carbon density are the grassland and herbaceous. And third is the shrubland. Also, those land percentage very low, but the carbon density very high. And then also in the evergreen forest and cropland is a very large carbon pool. You look, this is the carbon stock percentage. So the cropland and the forest land are very high because of their very large area. And the emergent herbaceous wetland show us all the highest carbon stock percentage and the highest carbon densities. So this research found that there was a decreasing trade of soil organic carbon from the southeast coastal region to the northwest urban upland region of Louisiana. Also, the soil organic carbon was positively correlated with drain density, but negatively correlated with the slope gradient, slope and elevation. Also, the emergent herbaceous wetlands among all land cover class has the highest soil organic carbon. And this study also demonstrates that using GIS and spatial reference information is a viable approach for the soil organic carbon research. So any questions? This one?
No, keep going back towards almost your last slide before summary. Right there. The 106.94. Carbon copy of the high intensity residential. 106.94, so your last column.
This one, yeah.
Second from the top.
Okay.
Last column.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Oh yeah. This is one of my research found. One reason that you know this high intensity resident area is the New Orleans. This New Orleans, and you know, about 100 years ago, New Orleans they are wetland. So actually, New Orleans at first they are wetland. So when the Europeans they come to U.S. and then they developed the urban, so at first they changed the land use from wetland to the urban area. So actually, we can see the carbon reduced from the wetland to the urban. So actually, they reduced half and also reduced. So this is the reason, because they are the wetland at first. Also, New Orleans is very flat, also they are wetland. You mean my organic carbon calculation, right? You mean?
The samples, every how many kilometers?
Yeah. Hold on, actually. So my research, soil organic carbon analysis, I use the STASCO. The STASCO is from the USDA NRCS. So actually, this is a very big database, the soil survey database of the United States. So actually, at first they will do some sampling in some ponds, and then they do some creeking and then do make some map unit to the large area. So actually, I use the statistical from the NRCS. Anybody else? Okay, thank you.